Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. At 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Visit us online at rmworldtravel.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard your RM World Travel for Hour 2, everybody. I'm Robert Carey. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us as we broadcast live just after 11 a.m. Eastern Time on what will become the first day of fall a little later on this Saturday, September 22nd. Can you believe it, Mary? It's goodbye to summer, hello to fall, and you know what that means, don't you?
Oh, I do love fall. What does that mean?
What do you think that means?
How about 3 months until I see what you're getting me for Christmas?
You know what? That's outstanding. I see how this works. What is that? Couldn't it be what you've gotten me for Christmas?
How about a truce? No gifts this year.
No, you know, it's got to be travel, jewelry, you know. I don't
travel.
Know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
okay.
Listen, folks.
Cut.
That's pretty funny. Since we have show friend Janine Tornator holding to discuss with us some of the top foliage trips for everyone to consider taking that are not Christmas trips, Mary, let's get right into things, and we'll share with the rundown with everyone.
All right, sounds good. Johnny Bilby will join Rudy to talk wild frontier travel in segment two. Show friend Elaine Glusak will weigh in with thoughts on reimagining museum tours. And several years ago, Robert had a chance to stay at the very unique Hotel Ranga in South Iceland. And its owner, Friedrich Paulsen, sent him home with pumice ash stone from a volcano eruption centuries ago. We still have that.
He's a great guy.
And lent him his Tesla
for an hour
roll around in. And today, Rudy's decided to talk to him about why Iceland in winter is a good idea. And towards the end of the hour, Cynthia Rosenfeld will join Robert and me to discuss your opportunity to stay at a hotel that moves around the world.
But before we get to all of that, fall officially arrives later today, so we figured what better way to usher in the new season than to talk about opportunities for fall foliage trips. So let's head to the phones, Mary, and talk with Janine Tornator.
Sounds good. Janine, welcome back to the program. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us as we begin this hour today.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's really great to have you back. So, Janine, I'd say I really think fall, particularly early to mid-fall, is one of the most beautiful seasons to travel in terms of the foliage views, but we still have some pleasant temperatures before old man winter starts calling. As we look around the country, there are many places to enjoy fall foliage, but since you live just outside Chicago, I'd love for you to start with what you enjoy in the Midwest and what you suggest to travelers.
Absolutely. Well, I think the Midwest often gets overlooked maybe by folks in other areas of the country. Of course, there's great leafkeeping all around the country. But whether you live in Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, or Indiana, there are great fall travel drives all around. Now, Michigan, I think, is the one people think most of because you have the beautiful Upper Peninsula, a lot of great wine regions around the state. I love this one area. It's around the Petoskey area on Lake Michigan.
Sure.
It's the Highway 119 is one of the most scenic drives actually in the country. They call it the Tunnel of Trees. It's a narrow road that runs along 20 miles along bluffs overlooking Lake Michigan and just through these literally tunnels of trees, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I also like in Michigan that there are some ski resorts like the Boyne Mountain Resort where you can see the leaves in different ways. So they even in the fall have things like chairlift tours, zip line tours, fall horseback riding. So I think people have to think outside the box. You don't have to necessarily drive down the road. There are a lot of great other ways to see these fall colors in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think that's all good points on that. All right, so clearly the Northeast is notorious for our fall foliage, and it's big for tourism in this part of the country. A few leaves are starting to turn here in the New York area where Mary and I live, but, you know, up north in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, even upstate New York or parts of Massachusetts, they're prime travel areas for spectacular fall foliage. Do you have a favorite or two?
Well, I love Vermont, and I guess that's probably the quintessential leaf-peeping destination that everyone in the country thinks of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many options within its small territory. So even though it's a small state, I mean, no matter where you are, there's great options. I love Burlington. It just makes for a great launching point driving around Lake Champlain. The Green Mountains and the Finger Lakes are stunning, and I love that you just have so many quaint places like bed and breakfast and old historic hotels to choose from in these areas. And I also love Stowe Mountain Resort. It's another great option where you can just see miles and miles from stunning places like Smuggler's Notch, which has great views. You guys know the North probably a lot better than I do, but I think that, again, Vermont's just one of those places where it can't go wrong. But I will say, if you haven't already booked a hotel and you want to stay at some of these quaint places, you have to get on it because, like you said, it's one of the most popular places.
ASAP.
Exactly. So let's head to the Mid-Atlantic area. Robert and I were married in Virginia, and we still talk about some of the car rides that we took down the Blue Ridge Parkway, Interstate 81.
That's beautiful, right?
And the Great Smoky Mountains are beautiful. What do you have to say about that for fall foliage?
Yeah, I love this region of the country and Smoky Mountain National Park. I travel there so much with my family on the station wagon vacations as a kid, and it just is beautiful. There's so many beautiful valleys here and so much history. I will say one thing is to consider that I looked on the National Park Service website for Smoky Mountain National Park. They said there are still some road closures due to Hurricane Florence. They're reopening them very quickly, but you might want to check out nps.gov just to make sure, you know, when you're doing your drives that you're not hitting any road closures.
Good tip on that. Absolutely. All right, so we're going to head out west right now. And, you know, Napa Valley offers some excellent fall colors. They've got great wine out there as well, so that makes it probably even nicer. We've certainly enjoyed our time in the Columbia River Gorge, traveling between Idaho and Oregon. Do you agree that that's another gem in America for fall foliage?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was just in Napa Valley a couple weekends ago enjoying the very beginning of harvest season. And harvest season in, for some of the wines runs through November. So not only can you see stunning fall foliage in Northern California, but you can enjoy these vineyards and just the crisp coppers and ruby reds from the grape leaves, too. So it's not necessarily just the trees there that are transforming, but it's all of these vineyards, too, where you get a little bit of different fall foliage type colors from those as well. And some of these roads, like the Silverado Trail, you know, all these places around Calistoga and St. Helena are just gorgeous and driving up through the mountains in these areas. So it's one of my favorites this time.
Yeah, the tableaus that it creates are just gorgeous. I would agree with you on that. All right, so last question. You know, there's so many places in the country for the fall foliage, certainly. But if you had to pick one place right now, we've got listeners across the country tuned in, where you might say, go enjoy the colors here. Where is it?
Well, I think one of my favorites that we didn't mention, and they're actually at their peak fall colors right now, is Colorado. It's not your typical oak trees and a lot of these that you see the colors, but it's the aspens. And it has just such a different type of ambiance, I think, with the aspens changing colors everywhere from Breckenridge out to Aspen, Colorado, and Telluride. But that's one of those ones where if you haven't already planned it, it might be tough. Their peak season is mid-September, and they're going to be heading out of that soon. But if you live anywhere near there and can catch it, it's absolutely stunning.
Well, Janine, listen, it's always nice having you on the show. We really appreciate you coming back today. You always bring good information to our listeners. And we certainly hope that you enjoy your fall travels and enjoy the peak fall foliage, okay?
Likewise. It's such a pleasure to be on. Thanks.
Thanks, Janine. Take care.
All right, that was really good info. We covered the country. I like that a lot. And folks, now you have some ideas for your fall foliage travel. But right now I want to encourage you to connect with us via our website or our social media channels throughout the week. Links, contacts, archives, and more, you're going to find it all at rmworldtravel.com. It's time for us to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll connect with Rudy for segment two as Johnny Bilby is here to talk wild frontier travel. The show returns in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.